Good night. My name is Alonso Camilla, and welcome to Conticinium here in the radio of the University of Salamanca. We really hope that you had lovely holidays and that you are starting in the best way possible this 2018. All the team that make possible Conticinium wish you and your loved ones a great 2018. As every month, we have prepared a very special program to all of you in order to spend a cozy last Thursday of the month. I remember you that you can contact us by email, bbyr@bbyr.com, or through Twitter @bbyrconsulting and the hashtag Conticinium for any comments or suggestions that you have. The first program of the year will be dedicated to different European projects to empower youngsters, women, and young migrants and refugees. In the first part of the program, we will go to Italy to know more about the project AIRETI, Empowering Women and Strengthening Socioeconomic Integration to Support Women Victims of Trafficking. In the second part of the program, we will discover the Stand Up Psychology project that was executed last year in Iași, Romania, to support young people in their journey to their emancipation. Finally, I will present you the last project that BBR will be developing during this 2018, that is an exchange of good practices on European migration policies for the inclusion of young migrants and refugees. And for this first program of the year here in Conticinium, we're going to start with a very interesting and exciting project. Here with us in this last Thursday of the month of January is Senem Calafat, that is co-director and project manager of Human Rights Youth Organization. And we're going to talk a little bit about AIRETI, a project in the framework of the Erasmus Plus program, that is AIRETI, Empowering Women and Strengthening Socioeconomic Integration. Senem, thank you very much for being here. Good night.
Thanks for the invitation. Good night to you too.
And the first question, in order to put in context to our audience, is what is the AIRETI project about?
Well, the AIRETI project is a strategic partnership for exchanging of practices in the field of adult education. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, it's under Erasmus Plus program of the European Commission, and we are four partners. From Italy, England, Romania, and Spain. And throughout this project, we will work on fostering processes of social integration and equal opportunities by promoting entrepreneurial spirit and acting as providers of services and opportunities through an online platform.
And following this line about the topic of the project and what is the innovative approach of this project? What do you think that the Erasmus Plus program selects you to develop this project?
Well, the choice of the term AIRETI is not random. In mm-hmm. Yoruba, the most spoken language in Nigeria, it means hope. And the project was born to support women victims of trafficking, which are especially those in Italy, like 80% of women, Nigerian women arriving in Italy, they are victims of human trafficking. Mm-hmm. So what's innovative in this project is that it aims to create an online platform that would work as a container of the training and job opportunities for these women who are looking for a way out. Actually, there are some platforms at European level dealing with the human trafficking issues, mm-hmm. but our platform is targeting directly women victims of human trafficking and sexual exploitation, different from the existing ones.
Mm-hmm. And following that, the project is about the human trafficking in a general way, and especially about women. What is the results? What is what do you expect to achieve with this project?
Well, our objectives are to create a connection between these women and the labor market through the platform that can present the escape path from exploitation and lead to the realization of their entrepreneurial ideas. And to allow our staff to acquire new skills and knowledge that will help us to improve the impact of our interventions targeting women victims of human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, to exchange experience, methods, and good practices among the stakeholders in order to improve the operational capacities of all in the field of adult education and female entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. And something that is also that we think that is important to highlight is why to develop this project under a European call, and especially with entities from different countries of Europe.
Data on phenomenon of human trafficking is really alarming. Europe is one of the most common destinations, and according to Eurostat, the total number of victims in Europe is 30,146 between 2010 and 2012. Mm-hmm. So it should be also augmented in the meantime. And Italy, unfortunately, holds the record with 6,572 victims, and followed by England, Romania, and Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I mentioned, among these victims, the largest number is of Nigerian nationality. And these women are recruited with a promise of a better life.
Mm-hmm.
But once they arrive in Europe, they are placed in the prostitution market, and this becomes a trap for them. So that's why it's important to act against this phenomenon at European level.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Senem, for all the audience that is listening here in Salamanca and also abroad in other parts of Spain, of Europe, how can they contact you? How can they know a little bit about this Italian organization, about the project, about more opportunities?
They can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube as a Human Rights Youth Organization.
Mm-hmm.
And they can write us on info@hryo.eu.
Perfect. So, Senem Calafat, co-director and project manager of Human Rights Youth Organization, thank you very much for being here in Contisinium, and all the best in this exciting project.
Many thanks to you. Thank you very much for this opportunity to give a voice and give a wider visibility to our project.
And now we go to our first musical break of the year. Leonard Cohen was a very prestigious musician with a very unique and particular voice. Leonard Cohen, that unfortunately died at the end of 2016, in the month of November, was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also, he received the Prince of Asturias Awards for Literature in 2011. Undoubtedly, the first song that comes to your mind of Leonard Cohen is Hallelujah. That is the most iconic song that was released on his album Various Positions in 1984. For this first musical break, we are going to hear Dance Me to the End of Love. This song was first performed by Leonard Cohen in 1984, also on his album Various Positions. So, with no more delay, I let you with Dance Me to the End of Love. Thank you.
could see Flint. Lift me like an olive branch, be my homeward dove, and dance me to the end of love. Yeah, dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel your moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love. The end of love. Dance me to the wedding now, dance me on and on, dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love, both of us above, and dance me to the end of love. Yeah, dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the children who are asking to be born. Dance me through the curtains that our kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. And dance me to the end of love.
We are back in Contisinium. We continue here in the radio of the University of Salamanca in this cold night of January, of this winter January that we have in Salamanca. Before we move on, I remember you that you can contact us by email BBYR at BBYR.com or through our Twitter account at BBYR Consulting and the hashtag Contisinium. And now for this second part of the program of January of Contisinium, we are here in the studio with us, Natalia Neira, that is coordinator of Associative Development and Youth from ASPAIM Castilla y León. Natalia, thank you very much for being here in Contisinium.
Thanks to you.
And in order to put our audience in context of the project Stand Up Psychology that was implemented last year in Iași, Romania, by Gamma Institute with the collaboration of ASPAIM Castilla y León, what was the project about?
It's a project about how to sustain youth in competencies development and attitudes for their independent life. The idea, the main idea of the project was to test the concept of standard psychology as a non-formal method for helping youngsters to gain their mental independence and to give them the opportunity to develop some skills, communication skills, decisional process skills, and to help them to get out of their comfort zone and to find another way of thinking. And during the project, the main activity was youth mobility that was held in Iași, in Romania, as you mentioned. And then during 5 days, 24 participants from Spain, Italy, and Romania had the chance to exchange experience and to live a new experience with other youngsters.
And with this context of stand-up psychology, you are telling us, Natalia, for ASPAIM, as an important association in our region and Spain, what were the advantages of collaborating in a European project and with entities from other countries, in this case from Romania, like Gamma Institute, and from Italy, like SAIPES?
For us, it's very important. It's a great opportunity to exchange good practices and to learn what others are doing, trying to improve our methodology. And it's also a great opportunity to get a common goal, helping youngsters from all over Europe, but also youngsters from here, from Castilla y León, in their transition from youth to adult life. For example, in this project, we were partnered with these organizations from Romania and from Italy, and we have some more projects with them. We have established a close relationship, and we are all of us learning a lot. And this year, for example, we will develop the next step of the project that will be an Erasmus Plus focused on youth workers, which main aim will be to give them the tools to help the youngsters in their communities.
Following this line of the youth field of the youngsters, how does participating in this type of projects, in this type of mobility events, benefit the young volunteers and the youth workers of ASPAIM?
I think it's really important for them, also on a personal and on a professional way. Mm-hmm. First of all, because they have the chance to know other countries and other cultures, even when the projects are developed in Spain. I think it's very enriching for them because of the coexistence with other youngsters, with other backgrounds. And then, as a professional way, I think it's important for them because most of our volunteers are studying psychology or social education or similar degrees, mainly focused on social issues. So with this kind of projects, they can gain new professional skills that are not taught in formal education. They are not going to get these skills at university. So I think it's an important thing for them.
And finally, Natalia, to all the audience that is listening right now, here in Salamanca, and also in other provinces of Castilla León in Spain and all Europe, how can the audience contact ASPAIM and know more about the association, know more about this stand-up psychology, and of course other Erasmus Plus opportunities?
I think the easiest way is to follow us on Facebook and then send us a message or write on one of our posts. We are very active on Facebook, and our communication colleagues used to answer daily. So I think it's the best way to contact us and to know more about what we are doing.
Great. So we invite our audience to follow ASPAIM and know more about Erasmus Plus. Natalia Neira, Coordinator of Associative Development and Youth, thank you very much for being here in Contisinium for this interview, and please keep the good work in Erasmus Plus.
Thanks to you for giving us the opportunity to explain what we are doing.
And continuing with the Stand-Up Psychology project, and in order to have another perspective, a more inside perspective, now we welcome Cristina Sanchez, a student of the University of Salamanca, that was one of the Spanish youngsters that were in Iași, Romania, participating in the youth exchange of Stand-Up Psychology. Cristina, thank you very much for being here in Contisinium.
Thank you.
And the first question is, what did you learn in this project, in this experience in Romania?
Well, as you said, the Erasmus class was called Stand-Up Psychology for Youth. So at the beginning, we all knew we were going to learn about the independence process, the New Year's Supper in the European Union to create their own life, more or less. But moreover, we learn more about ourselves as a big part of the meaning of independence. And we also began knowing those characteristics that define us. And we learn how to work on them in order to make bigger the range of possibilities. And also we learn a lot of grupal work and how to listen to the others in an active way. And finally, the Erasmus Plus ends when we became the heroes of our story.
And following this line that you are saying about the heroes, about your own story, what do you learn also working together with other youngsters from Romania, from Italy, from Spain?
Well, this is the best part, because everybody wanted to learn and to get involved in the group. And at the end, I think we all knew each other pretty good. I think we learn a lot of the rest, not only because of the different cultures, but also of our own vision of life. And I think I brought good friends that I'm definitely going to see or to meet in the future.
And for all the youngsters, from the young people, from the students of the university that are listening to us right now, what do you think that is very important to have an Erasmus Plus experience?
Well, for me, there are a million reasons. First of all, because of the enormous opportunity that means traveling abroad. However, it's true that there are plenty of Erasmus Plus which are in Spain. So I would say maybe the opportunity of knowing a lot of new people who are implicated in society and who want to create a better world. And then, of course, the opportunity of learning about new things. Mm-hmm. Because for those who doesn't know about Erasmus Plus, Erasmus Plus has a concrete topic, and it's not necessarily related to your degree. So mm-hmm. you can learn many things. And if you are interested in something, you can just search in the internet and find something you really want to learn more. For me, it was a big chance for opening my mind and have a bigger vision of the world. In both, I've been in Romania and in Norway, that I was two years ago.
And after this exciting story, we encourage all our young audience to discover and experience Erasmus Plus, because it really changed your life. So, Cristina Sanchez, a student of the University of Salamanca, and participant of the Stand Up Psychology Project. Thank you very much for your time and for being here sharing your story.
Thank you.
And now, for our second musical break, we continue with Leonard Cohen. We are going to hear A Thousand Kisses Deep. This song was in the 10th studio album of Cohen, 10 new songs, that was released in 2001 thank you to Sharon Robinson. The album peaked at 143 on the Billboard 200, was the position number 4 in Canada, and the first one in Norway. Furthermore, this song is one of the 20 essential songs of Leonard Cohen for the Rolling Stone magazine. So, with no more delay, I led you with A Thousand Kisses Deep.
The ponies run, the girls are young, the odds are there to be. You win a while, then it's done, your little winning streak. And summon now to deal with your invincible defeat. You live your life as if it's real. A thousand kisses deep, I'm turning tricks, I'm getting fixed, I'm back on Boogie Street. You lose your grip, and then you slip into the masterpiece. To do
1,000 kisses deep.
We are back in Contisinium. We continue here in the radio of the University of Salamanca in this cold night of January, of this winter January that we have in Salamanca. Before we move on, I remember you that you can contact us by email, bbyr@bbyr.com, or through our Twitter account @bbyrconsulting and the hashtag Contisinium. And for this third part of the program, I'm going to present you the last project of BBNR, that is called Good Practice Exchange on European Migration Policies for the Inclusion of Young Migrants and Refugees. The project is a strategic partnership for exchanging of practices in the field of youth. It's funded by the Erasmus Plus program of the European Commission with the support of the Spanish Youth Institute and the Castilla and León Youth Institute. First of all, we go to who is developing this project. The project is implemented by BBNR in collaboration with the Human Rights Youth Organization from Italy and the Academy of Entrepreneurship from Greece. In the actual European context regarding migration, the three entities noticed that now, more than ever, is essential that social agents at different levels and fields share their knowledge about migration and refugee. For that reason, the aim of the project is to generate an exchange of information, data, and best practices among European policies for the inclusion of young migrants and refugees. And then we pass to the second question, that is, what is the methodology that the partners will put in practice to develop the project successfully? The three organizations will investigate, deepen, and evaluate a range of different European migration policies in the political, educational, social, and labor fields. In order to do this, the partners will design an evaluation template. They will assess the policies in several dimensions with this template, and thanks to that, they will identify the essential characteristics that a European migration policy must have to really achieve the inclusion of young migrants and refugees. The evaluation of the policies and the final results of the project will be systematized in an infographic handbook. The main objective of this infographic handbook is to help and support social agents at different levels and different fields to design, implement, and evaluate their policies in order to successfully integrate young migrants and refugees into their communities. In the visibility and dissemination aspects of the project, the partners will develop a web page and also the social media of the project. They will design 10 newsletters in order to know and share the progress of the project. They will make publications in local newspapers and, of course, in their own social media. And at the end of the project, they will coordinate a final event to present the infographic handbook and the final results of the project. If you want to know more about this project, about European migration policies in the framework of the Erasmus Plus program, you can follow it on Facebook and Instagram through at EU Migration Policies. And be sure that we here in Contisinium, we are going to keep you posted, updated of the progress and the results of this exciting project for us. And with this, we arrive at the end of Contisinium. I hope that you enjoy the program, especially of our guests and the music of Leonard Cohen. As always, it's a pleasure to be here with you in Contisinium, in the radio of the University of Salamanca. And of course, we see you the last Thursday of February for more surprises in another program of Contisinium. So, good night, and please, be happy.